Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 29th of July. The Shepherd of the Sheep. The Word is Christ. He gave this word to the apostles and prophets to write as the Scriptures. The Spirit illuminates this word from the Scriptures, which is then multiplied and declared by messengers through the fellowship of the word in the presbytery and then in the church. This is the word of present truth for our day, which is proclaimed week by week at the public agape meal. In the book of Revelation, this ministry of the word was symbolized by a lamp that is set in the flower of a lampstand church. The efficacy of this ministry is contingent upon messengers who belong to an Angelos presbytery, walking within and between lampstand churches. Significantly, it is through our ongoing fellowship in the Word, as it is ministered to us from Christ by the Spirit, that we obtain the double portion of oil. Through this ministry of grace, men are able to lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Likewise, women are able to conduct themselves with propriety and moderation, professing godliness with good works, as the community of the Word in their houses. This is what it means to live blamelessly in holiness, ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus speaks these words to us as the shepherd and overseer of our soul. He is the overseer of a royal priesthood and the overseer of his house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. As the great shepherd of the sheep, he calls each of us by name. We are led by the shepherd as we respond in faith obedience to the word of our name. This word defines who we are in relation to him and to those who belong to his flock. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 10 to 12, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 8 to 10, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6, and John chapter 10 verses 2 to 5. For further study, John chapter 10.